Before we get into today's podcast, I want to thank our friends over at TrueCar, because when you're looking to find clarity in what are the actual factual news stories of the week, that can be something that's very difficult. And that's what you need us for here on the News AF podcast. But if you're looking to find clarity in the price of a new car, you know where to go. It's TrueCar and the TrueCar mobile app, because it's very good to do research when you're looking for a car. But there's only one place to get the most comprehensive car pricing information available, and that's TrueCar, because the truth is that car prices can vary a great deal, just even in your area. So when you know the car you want and you're ready to buy, there's only one place to go, TrueCar and the TrueCar mobile app, because you get no hassles, no headaches, just the car you want. And the price you see on the website is going to be honored by the TrueCar certified dealer without having to negotiate. Users are saving an average over $3,000 off of MSRP. It's how car buying was always meant to be. Over 2 million cars have been sold by the TrueCar certified dealer network, with over 10,000 dealers. You can work directly with a TrueCar certified dealer when you visit TrueCar.com or download the TrueCar app and start saving. TrueCar, never overpay. I'm Rob Cesternino, and you're about to hear about all the stories for the week of February 15, 2016 that are News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. We're back to talk about all the actual factual news, everything that's News AF with our News AF team. Here he is, still coming to you from the island of Hawaii, the great Tyson Apostle. Is that the right island?
Shaka, bro.
Shaka, did I get the right island?
The island is Kauai.
Kauai. Rhymes with Hawaii.
In the Hawaiian islands.
Yes, in the Hawaiian islands. And then also joining us is our eye in the sky, the great Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'd like to be called the all-omnipotent eye in the sky.
Seeing eye.
All-seeing eye. The Sauron of Blab.
Yeah. All right, let me get a pen so I can get all that down. How are you guys doing? Do you guys have a good Valentine's Day?
Sure.
That doesn't sound that good.
I got away with not having to do too much, so it was great.
Why? Because you took Rachel to Hawaii already?
No, because I refused to do anything.
Yeah,
I did nothing. Count.
Danny, did you get any chocolate for Valentine's Day?
My kids got chocolate, so by extension, I got chocolate also.
Yeah. Okay. And did you raid the kids' chocolate?
Yeah, I did, but my kids are pretty mean. And if I had taken too much while they were watching, I probably would have been screamed at and kicked and stuff. So I took what I could.
Did your wife get you any gummy bears or gummy worms or anything like that?
No, what she did was clean out the laundry room, which was better than any present she could have ever given me.
Why? Did she make a big mess in there and you were getting annoyed?
I made a mess. And it just sat there for months. It needed attending, and finally she got to it. It was awesome.
Was it a mess related to laundry or you did something else in there?
I put all my crap in there to dry, right, when I do my activities. So it's as much my fault as anybody else's. And so it just looks horrible. And she cleaned it all up, washed all my clothes. That was awesome.
Okay.
Better than chocolate.
Better than chocolate. All right. Yes. I can only wonder what kind of activities you do.
Stuff. Well, if you followed me on Instagram, you'd know, Rob. So obviously we're not close friends.
Yeah. What, like snowboarding and stuff like that?
No, skiing and running and just, I sweat heavily. Tyson could probably attest to that.
Yeah, he's so a sweater.
I'm a sweater, so my clothes are pretty saturated by the end of my activities. Not with water, but with sweat.
Yeah.
A salty brine.
No. All right. Well, we're going to get into all of the news items from this past week gone by. But Tyson, before we started recording today, you were saying that you're pretty worked up about Kanye West this weekend.
Oh, I'm so worked up. I'm not really worked up. Kanye has, admitted or said that he is $53 million in debt, because it's not cheap to change the rap game and the fashion game. And he's been begging Mark Zuckerberg to invest $1 billion in Kanye ideas. And like, if you go on his Twitter, when I was on it last night, like the last 20 or 30 tweets that he had were reasons why Mark Zuckerberg should invest in Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
And so people have started tweeting at Mark Zuckerberg, who doesn't even have a Twitter handle because he's the owner of Facebook. They've all been tweeting to Mark Zuckerberg and asking him for money. So once Kanye started doing that, people would get on and be like, yo, dude, I need 10 bucks for this. Hey, Mark Zuckerberg, I need, a couple hundred bucks for this.
Yeah.
And everybody's been giving Kanye a pretty hard time about it. It's pretty funny.
Is Mark Zuckerberg making a mistake by not getting into business with Kanye West, Tyson?
We don't know that he hasn't or won't. It's too early in the process to tell. But I remember one of Kanye's tweets was like, yo, anybody who knows how to get in touch with Mark Zuckerberg, please have him call me tomorrow. So that's how his tweets started.
Yeah.
And then they escalated from that to, I'm $53 million in debt. I need $1 billion from Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, let me give you the exact tweet. He says, Mark Zuckerberg, I know it's your B-day, but can you please call me by tomorrow? ... You love hip hop, the next tweet. You love my art. I am your favorite artist, but you watch me barely breathe and still play my album in your house? ... World, please tweet, FaceTime, Facebook, Instagram, whatever you got to do to get Mark to support me.
Hey, Mark donated $400 million to the New Jersey school district out there. So why not $1 billion to Kanye? Money will be equally as well spent.
I mean, would it be?
He did say something about building schools in Africa wouldn't change the U.S. as much as giving $1 billion to Kanye. Like, there's just
right.
He's a pillar of wisdom.
Of tweets, it's crazy.
Now,
my question is, he really $52 million in debt? I mean,
no, 53 is his claim.
53. Oh, he's 53.
Well, why would he over exaggerate it?
Why wouldn't he just ask Kim?
Yeah. Doesn't he have all that Kardashian money now?
Yeah. She made $80 million off her app in like 2015 or 14.
Yeah.
$80 million.
Yeah, but they spent all that, I bet.
Yeah. Well, for a coat. Spend a lot of money too. You know, yeah. Now I'm starting to wonder, did Kanye marry Kim for the money? It seems almost like it's one of these things where he was so far in debt that he said, okay, who is the richest person I could marry? And that's why he started to get in bed with the Kardashians.
Well, he should have married Whoopi Goldberg. Probably regretting that decision.
Why?
Now.
Whoopi Goldberg?
Not Whoopi Goldberg. I meant
Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, boy.
I think Whoopi Goldberg is.
I bet you Whoopi Goldberg still has money. Yeah.
I bet Whoopi Goldberg does not have that much money.
Sister Act 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Well, she was on The View forever.
She's been on The View for a couple of years.
That's forever.
Star Trek. Hollywood yeah. Squares.
So you think that Kanye made a mistake by not marrying Oprah?
Yes.
Everybody who's married to marry Oprah has made a mistake.
Where did Kanye's money go?
Yeezy, man.
I don't know.
Changing the fashion game, dog.
You changed it too much. Change it back. Like,
well, yeah, you remember when
Mike Tyson
went broke, and we all got to see how much he spent on white tigers and pagers. There's all these things behind the scenes that we don't see going on. His entourage probably costs, you know, a couple $1 million a year to maintain.
Mm-hmm.
Private air flights aren't cheap. So
yeah,
he's probably got a couple Siberian tigers tucked away somewhere.
Well, for Mark Zuckerberg, is he missing an opportunity to improve Facebook by being in the Kanye West business? Would that be an asset for Facebook to be using the talents of Kanye West, Danny?
Well, iTunes brought on board the lead singer of Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah.
Maybe Facebook for some, you know, could do a similar thing and bring on Kanye.
And Apple is doing a show capacity with Dr. Dre. Maybe Tyson, they could be doing something with Kanye West on Facebook.
I feel like being in business with Kanye is a little too unpredictable.
How about this? What about at the end of the year when you do your 2016 movie? What if Kanye like does the soundtrack to everybody's 2016 movie?
Yeah, that would be dope. I'm saying that you could definitely utilize it to be pretty great, but I think it would be more as a joke. And is any joke worth $1 billion?
Better
not
be
yet.
Funny.
We've never seen a joke that's worth that much.
Yeah. Anyway, Kanye West is everywhere right now. He is certainly news AF. If he's not fighting with Taylor Swift, he's on Saturday Night Live doing crazy stuff. So he is really probably the guy who knows how to get the media's attention more than any other person right now. I think that's fair to say. So maybe Mark Zuckerberg should get in business with him.
He's like the Trump of pop culture.
Yeah, he is. Well, he said he's going to run for president next. Trump, he's watching Trump and he's like, damn, if he did. Yeah, how hard is it to get involved and be like the number one guy? So,
dude, obviously he's got a good game, so he could probably do it.
Okay. All right. So let's get into talking about all of our news stories. Of course, every week these are compiled by our extensive research team, which is headed up by our News AF intern, Lita, who does a great job every single week. So
a fantastic job.
Yeah. Inside the Venn diagram of things we talk about on News AF, we have one circle, which is really fast food news. And then the other circle is Florida. And the intersection of those two real bastions of News AF stories comes this story where a Florida man was arrested after he pulled a prank back in October where he ended up finding an alligator and threw it through the Wendy's drive-through window while he was getting his order. All right, lots to talk about here. Danny, in terms of being a practical jokester, how good of a practical joke is this?
I don't think he'd go much higher. I think he's peaked and that he should retire from practical joking.
Yeah.
But really, I mean, he took a huge risk. No, to pick up the alligator seems like that's the most dangerous part of the entire prank.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you throw it into the window, people can just jump over the counters, but he had to pick it up. Did he throw it out of his car window?
Yes.
Was it in his car?
Yes, right? I think he went crazy up to the drive-thru. I mean, I think that's the most dangerous part. I don't think so much picking it up. I think sort of like having the alligator riding shotgun with you while you're going through the Wendy's drive-thru line. I think that's the most dangerous part.
This is the kind of prank guy that you do not want to get in a prank war with because he always takes it too far. Because there's some people where you're like, oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to do a little prank on this guy. I'll scare him when he comes around the corner. But then his immediate prank is, oh, I'm going to put an alligator in his bed with a gorilla in there, too. Like, oh, shit, dude. That guy just took it way too far.
Yeah.
Right.
Someone ends up on fire.
There's an unwritten rule of pranking where there's a line and you don't cross that line. And some people don't know that. So they're like, you know what would be a funny prank is if I mashed their car into a cube and then dropped it on their head at work.
Now,
I think alligators on the other side of the line. Maybe you cross the line if you're picking up alligators and throwing them at people.
Like that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's too far across the line.
How did Wendy's end up being the recipient of this prank? I mean, we'd hardly talk about Wendy's at all in any of these stories. I mean, it feels like that this was an unprovoked attack on Wendy's.
You don't think Wendy's pranked him?
Tit for tat?
How? In what way? Did they, I mean, Wendy's isn't giving him mozzarella cheese sticks with no cheese in it or any sort of, I mean, in any of this fast food news, we haven't even touched the surface of Wendy's.
They gave him a vanilla, Frosty? What are those things called that they make?
Frosty
which I can't imagine anybody eating. And he was just horrified. So he came back with an
alligator. What's your problem with Frosty?
They got to get a Frosty, get a chocolate one. Don't waste your time with the vanilla. It's just don't do it.
No, I think that's pretty. They're both good, Danny.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, Dyson, you're the deciding vote in this.
I've never had a vanilla Frosty. I've only ever had chocolate.
Delicious.
I just can't even give my opinion on it because I didn't even. There's a vanilla Frosty. What?
Yeah. Why would you even think about it? Why you could lick the floor of the restaurant?
Grossed out just thinking about.
Well,
just thinking. So you ordered the vanilla Frosties?
Yeah, I've gotten them. They're good.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean,
each his own.
But isn't that typically the fast food drive-through prank where somebody orders a milkshake and then they throw it back in the drive-through window?
Maybe. Or order a bunch of stuff and then drive away without paying or picking up their food.
Yeah. So where did this guy get the idea to, like, pick up an alligator and it's like, oh, you know what would be funny? I'm going to go through Wendy's, throw it back in there.
It seems like the kind of prank where alcohol is involved.
Yeah.
You know, it's poor decision making that was caused by inebriation. I get that vibe from the story.
I think maybe he's an employee for McDonald's or someone who's been getting a bad rap recently. And they're like, let's turn it back on Wendy's. can we suck the cheese out of their mozzarella sticks? And they're like, no, but I can throw an alligator through the drive-thru.
But does this make Wendy's look bad? I feel like that this is sort of like neutral publicity for Wendy's. I don't feel like, oh, I won't go to Wendy's, because it's not like a Chipotle type thing where it's like, oh, just, you know, stay away from Wendy's. You might get an alligator thrown at you.
You might die. Yeah.
Yeah. If I, if I knew that a restaurant had a reptile in its kitchen, I probably wouldn't eat there for a long time.
Yeah.
Just because. Contamination issues.
Yeah.
The alligator. Well,
and also, do you really want to run the risk of getting an alligator thrown at you during lunch while you're enjoying a junior bacon cheeseburger?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, the alligator was, you know, not a giant alligator, but it was not that small either. What was it, about 3.5 feet, according to the news report? So, I mean, this is a rather large alligator. Do you think that this is going to start off a trend of other people throwing wildlife through fast food through windows?
Well, you're really limited to what kind of wildlife you can throw through a window, right?
You are.
There's not a lot. Well, the size issue,
mice,
but a lot of the
mice, rats, raccoon, possums, alligators,
stop
snakes,
right there. Rats, lizards, and mice already live in the restaurant.
Okay, so right. That's
you have given going. An extensive list. Okay, I was thinking of larger, more mammalian, if that's a word, animals.
Well, alligators aren't even a mammal, so why did your head go there?
Because it's 10 in the morning and I woke up 30 minutes ago.
I woke up 5 minutes before we started.
So, okay, yes, excellent point. You've named a lot of animals you could throw through the window, which makes me think that you've given this whole thing too much thought and that we might see you on the news soon.
Pretty much any bird.
Any bird. Yeah.
A bird would wreck a restaurant, dude. Imagine if you threw a bald eagle into a Wendy's drive-thru. Yeah.
Well, that was a problem at Chipotle, that they had wild birds going around in there.
Is that what their problem was?
Yeah. I was watching John Oliver last night, and he was talking about that at Chipotle, about wild birds that they can't get out of a Chipotle. But the alligator was released back into a canal. So that is a happy ending for the alligator, who probably went back to the alligator creek and was like, you are not going to believe the day that I've had. Okay. I'm minding my own business. Next thing I know. So that's one for the ages for that guy. Nobody's going to believe this story.
Yeah, that he finally got inside of Wendy's and maybe he got to try some of their food.
Yeah. So the move that this guy did, Joshua James is the name of the man who did this. So he ordered a drink. And then when the person turned around to go get the drink for him, that was when he threw the alligator in. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And I'm not sure if this is actual factual or not, but Cliff in the chat room is saying that the judge ordered James to stay away from all Wendy's restaurants. He cannot possess any weapons and he needs to get a mental health evaluation to limit his contact with animals and to his mother's dog.
Oh, no. Just tacked on the mother's dog thing there, huh?
Yeah.
You read that wrong.
Yes. Okay. What is it? How should I read it?
To limit his contact.
Oh, only
with
his mother's
animals.
Dog. That's the only dog he's, the only animal he's allowed to have visitation rights on.
Yeah.
Okay. Next thing you know, that dog's going through a Hardee's drive through at some point.
Oh, God. If you're a Hardee's, you are putting
shut it down.
Bars on your.
You're at risk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Silly sack boy.
All right, so why don't we talk about a story? We also tend to talk a lot about a lot of stories coming from China. Danny, maybe you could weigh in on this. You've talked often about the pollution in China. Well, there's a man in England who is looking to capitalize on this and is selling $115 bottles of air to people in China to breathe in. Danny, you've been to China. Is that worth the cost?
No, and here's why. Because you're just creating more pollution, probably more than 20 ounces or whatever the 20-ounce jar can hold, bringing in these jars. Think they have to come all the way from England to Beijing.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about the amount of pollution they're causing just there, and then, you know, driven around town and then set up and then thrown away, then put in a dump. It just makes no sense.
What if you paid... Is the $115 also factoring in money that is put towards some sort of like carbon emission offset tax?
Probably not. Take that $115 you would have spent on the 20-ounce jar and get as far away from Beijing as you possibly can. That would probably your money would be better spent doing that than with the jar.
I think if I was suffocating, I'm not sure I would pay $115 for air.
Yeah.
I'm shocked that Spaceballs the movie predicted this exact moment in time.
Right.
When people would be paying for cans of air.
Perrier. Or it made it possible. Maybe he stole that idea from the movie. It was like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're saying.
I think it was.
That there's
it's going to be
a new Spaceballs movie that they're making. They're making Spaceballs The Schwartz Awakens. At some point in the near future, do you think this will be like when it was in 2015, where it's like, oh, here's all the things that Back to the Future got right in the year 2015? That do you think that eventually we'll get to the point where we have like people talking about all the things Spaceballs got right, Tyson?
Well, we know they got one thing right.
Yes.
So,
well, I also want to point out that they already sell quality air in a container. It's called oxygen. And old people have hoses running into their nose that pump that stuff constantly.
Yes.
And I bet you could buy a good cylinder of oxygen and a face mask, you know, maybe for $115. Maybe I'm way off on that. But it just seems like they already sell this and you could probably get it from a store near you.
Right. But do you want to put those tubes in your nose?
Yeah. You they have the mask that the athletes wear on the sidelines, you know,
You'd
put one of those on. There's lots of options rather than having a jar of air that probably all leaked out in transit for $115 to get shipped to you.
Yeah. Well, is there anything to it that it's like British Air? You know, that's they named an airline after it because it's so prestigious.
Yeah, British Air is some of the best.
Yeah, I didn't take that into account.
Yeah. Now,
actually, the cleanest air in the world is found somewhere south of Tasmania.
Oh, get some Tasmanian air. You know, this comes on the heels of that there's also a Canadian startup which is selling Canadian air, and it's actually much more affordable. The Canadian air canisters are only between $14 to $20, depending on the size of the canister.
Wow. Well, I think what we need to do, because Utah's still pretty polluted right now, Danny, the inversion.
Yeah, it looks bad out there. Mm-hmm.
So what you do is you bottle up like a lesser quality air. Because you can't go not from Beijing polluted. Air straight to clean, yeah, not to straight clean air without shocking your entire system. So there needs good to be point. Steps. You need to work your way into the fresh air.
Right. It's sort of like when you do the Nicorette patch where it starts small and then smaller, smaller, until you eventually could have no patch. You don't want to just go cold turkey on the pollution.
Your body will go into shock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, breathing in that pollution is like smoking a pack of cigarettes a day. So it's like, you really going to quit that cold turkey? Yeah, right.
Right. Yeah. I would like to see some sort of like a blind taste test if we could have somebody like sort of open a bottle of the Canadian air and Beijing air and then see and the London air and see if people could tell which is which. Hmm. If there's any sort of like air snobs out there.
Maybe you could arrange that.
Some sort of hipster air snob of like a. Like, oh no, that, you know, I have this IPA air.
This is 2010 Wells, Coastal Wells.
It's a great IPAIR. Okay. Let's talk about a story which could really revolutionize the world of banking because this past week, a court in Russia ruled in favor of an Orthodox church that was deeply in debt. They had spent $4,000 on a new boiler system. And the court said that they could repay some of that money, not in currency, but in prayers. So, Tyson, how does this change the way you look at money? What is the conversion rate of dollars or rupees to prayer?
Well, I think first we have to start off with saying that the way prayer works is usually you just get ignored.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's not like they're praying and sometimes God doesn't answer prayers. I don't know if you've heard that country song, but a lot of times that happens. So I don't think that I don't think that you can take that and put a monetary value on it because prayer is hit or miss. It's like buying a lottery ticket.
That's true.
You know, maybe it gets answered and maybe it doesn't. So yeah, I don't know. I think it should have been up to the people who installed the boiler to decide whether they wanted prayers instead of money.
Well, the prayers, to be specific, were for the company that installed the system. So it wasn't just any generic prayers. It's like, okay, well, we'll pay you back some of the money and we'll all pray really hard for you.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. The company who is the recipient of the prayer should be the one to decide whether or not they will accept prayers as currency. The government shouldn't choose that.
Yeah.
Maybe they should do some kind of deal where like these, this company can go on a wild bender with like prostitutes and cocaine, and the church will just kind of be like, okay, we'll turn a blind eye to that.
Oh yeah. I like that idea. So you feel like that, you know, prayers are cheap. Absolution is worth a lot of money.
It's expensive.
This is, yeah. This is like a modern day sales of indulgences or indulgence, you know, just
yeah.
let them go off on a coke prostitute bender and then just be like, you're forgiven. Thanks for the boiler.
So will the church supply them from their own personal holy stash of coke and stuff, or something they're gonna have to get their own?
Yeah,
they'll at least get them in touch with the mob
now. Maybe could they bring back the thing where you used to like pay money to the church to make sure you go to heaven? Could the company have asked for heaven passes?
Yeah, that's the sales of indulgence or sales of absolution or whatever.
Oh, God.
Maybe they could also put it towards a relative who probably didn't lead the good life and be like, hey, my brother-in-law was a murderer. You know, take the whatever, maybe the spoiler, and just get him in. Could you give a good word to the big guy?
Yeah.
And they'd be like, okay. Yeah, that, I think that might work.
Because heaven is kind of like a nightclub, and there's like a bouncer there. And he's like, oh, you're not on the list. You're not on the list. And then you could like slip the guy like a 20 and like, okay, you're on the list. Okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
I always thought heaven was a place on earth.
Yeah, not too far away.
I just think the government didn't look into all the options. They just went to prayer, which was the cheapest of all the options. But there really are other choices here that I think are a little bit more palatable.
Yeah.
Is the judge also the priest? That's probably one of the things we should look into.
Mm. Yeah, but this could be a big game changer, I think, because, you know, that if there is some sort of a conversion, I think that this is going to really radically change the economy in terms of, like, you know, what you owe on your mortgage and, you know, what you owe on your student loan. Could you pray for your college? So I think that there's a lot of the ways that this could have major impacts on the world that we live in.
The destruction of atheism.
Right. Right. So
as everybody realizes that prayers equal money.
Yes.
Then obviously. Yes.
I mean, the church should get behind this, right? I mean, if you talk about like, hey, prayers have some sort of financial value. So if they could get more and more places adopting this, I mean, this is almost like the church's version of Bitcoin. It's like, if we recognize this as a currency, now we can start, you know, now we're, you know, really, although it could go both ways, because then when they pass around the collection plate, you'd say, okay, I'm going to pray for the church.
Yeah. I think what's going to happen here is people just aren't going to do work for this church.
Yeah. I think they're going to get a bad reputation.
I like your prayers, but I also like my rubles.
Yeah. Yeah. The company that installed the boiler system is going to go on Yelp and say, you know what? They try to pay you in prayers. You did not appreciate that. One star for this church. I'm not working with them anymore. All right, let's take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of News AF. And those are our friends over at Wix.com. Because if you need a website, why not do it yourself with Wix.com? Because if you need to get the word out about your business, it starts with a stunning website. And look, setting up a website can be a pain in the you know what, and if you're a self-starter like Tyson, Wix.com is the best way to do this, right, Tyson? You're not gonna sit around and wait for somebody to build you a website.
No, you can't really rely on nerds anymore.
Yes, you have to be the nerd yourself, because no matter what business you're in, Wix has something for you. It's used by more than 70 million people throughout the world. You can do it yourself. You don't need to be a programmer or a designer. With hundreds of designer-made, customizable templates to choose from, easy drag-and-drop features, no coding needed. Danny, how much of a pain in the ass is coding?
Oh, my gosh. It's like, oh, so hard.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Danny calls me every other day and is like, hey,
coding.
Is there a way around this coding?
Yeah. So get your website live today. It's free. You can go to Wix.com and sign up for an entirely free account today. No credit card required. It's easy. And the result is stunning. So go to Wix.com today. That's Wix.com today. Well, let's talk about some Valentine's Day stories. Of course, Valentine's Day was this past weekend. Hope everybody had a very nice, romantic weekend. And so a lot of people, not anything that I would know about, had romantic Valentine's weekends.
Ooh.
And so there was a push going on in Manhattan that there was a company which was going to deliver women's lingerie to you anywhere in the city via an Uber. You could call out for lingerie on an Uber. Tyson, is there a demand for this?
Yeah, but I think it's probably mostly from lonely homeless perverts more than women. I would assume
the lingerie is from lonely homeless perverts, or they are the ones demanding an Uber to bring it ordering. To them.
Yeah, bring it to me.
Yes.
And then they can snuggle it and do whatever they do. I don't know what perverts do.
Is that what's going on there?
I don't know. I can't imagine that that even worked really, but maybe. Because don't you need to try on lingerie a little bit, or at least look at it in person? I don't know. I don't know how it works.
Well, Rob, I do think a lot of people buy lingerie online, but I don't know how fast do they you need it to be delivered like a pizza, Danny.
Yeah. I looked into this. I was just researching it because it had smelled a little wrong. And a lot of the
pizza with it, that makes sense.
A lot of the websites reporting it were a bit sketch, but then New York Daily News, I guess, or Cosmopolitan at least somewhat verified it. Doesn't it seem a little strange though?
Sure.
It actually is a promotion for the lady who is in the movie Jane the Virgin, or the TV show.
TV show. Gina Rodriguez.
I think that it's actually factual, but it did smell a little weird when I first searched
the
it.
The lingerie or the story?
The delivery, the whole story.
Yeah.
The Uber.
But not the lingerie. The lingerie smelled okay.
Right. Well, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, why did Uber have to be involved with this?
Because they're involved with everything.
Like, not for anything. Wrong. Even if you did need lingerie on demand, do you want your Uber driver handling your underwear?
No, you don't.
Yes. Oh, no.
Right. I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. But yeah, so that was one thing that was going on this past Valentine's Day on the Uber. You know, I feel like Uber should probably just stick to what they're good at, right?
Yeah, which delivering is people to houses.
Yeah, and not delivering lingerie to people. I feel like that's a little creepy. I feel like that the Uber driver is going to be like here's your lingerie, ma'am. Or sir.
The day I do sales.
There was always that hard to verify rumor that in Japan you could buy underwear from a vending machine. So
yeah,
maybe this isn't that weird. You know,
the underwear
service
in the vending machine seems to be more practical, because if you are out and it's an emergency and you need a new pair of underwear, I feel like a vending machine is an ideal way to acquire a new pair.
There's got to be some embarrassment, though, because people looking at you wondering why it is that you need a new pair of underwear in the middle of the day, and their imagination's going to run wild with all the possibilities as
right
to why that is.
You need like to break like a five to.
Whereas the Uber delivery is more discreet, right? He just comes up to
exactly
your door, probably in a box.
That's yeah.
There's none of that say embarrassment, like, you know, skid marks.
Oh,
you
shit your pants. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Is you that what they're saying?
Too many. Yeah,
that's what they're saying. It's like buying underwear in a public forum, like a vending machine, is like buying toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, oh, now everybody knows I poop.
Yeah, it's like announcing on your head that you just crapped your pants.
All right.
So,
what is the ideal way to announce that?
Tweet. Tweet that.
Yeah, honestly. Or on a potato. All right.
Or you send it on a potato. Yeah.
Well, there was another couple recently who were involved in a very awkward situation. Over in Arkansas, there was a couple who was using some handcuffs in a romantic tryst. And so they lost the key to the handcuffs somewhere along the way. And the actual police, the actual factual police, needed to be called to come and open up the handcuffs. And when they did a search, they found out that the man who was handcuffed was apparently in their database for outstanding warrants, and then ended up in real handcuffs and being taken away. So
what a roller coaster ride for this guy, because he's like, thank God I'm finally out of the handcuffs.
Right. Well, so, I mean, walk it back even to like, okay, well, let's try something new tonight. Okay, I'm in. What do you got? Handcuffs? Like, well, I'm a little averse to handcuffs. Yeah, I've been.
I don't like those that much.
Yes.
I've got a bad history with those.
Yes. Well, I do like to live dangerously, though. Okay, sure. And you know where the key is, right? Well, funny story. But I feel like in movies you would go to like the hacksaw before calling the police, cops. Right?
Yeah, but if you're both handcuffed to each other.
Are they handcuffed to each other?
I don't know. I don't know how the handcuffs work.
Yeah.
It wasn't really clear on the layout of what they were trying to accomplish with the handcuffs.
Not a lot of details in here.
Yeah,
but what if they weren't handcuffed to each other?
Was the guy handcuffed or was the woman handcuffed?
I like awesome. Dyson's idea that they were handcuffed to each other with both hands.
Like that movie with Cindy Crawford and one of the Baldwin brothers?
They both had one handcuffed on each wrist, handcuffed to the other ones. So they were facing each other. And I think they did their legs as well. So they needed four pairs of cuffs.
Right.
Look, the story has no details, so we can just make them up, and it's actual factual.
They had to dial the phone with their nose?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, that is a pretty crazy story. Nope. So I'm not sure. Is the guy out?
Siri, you could voice activate all those phones now, man. Have you not seen that? You just say, okay, Google.
Do you have to hit the Siri button with your nose?
I guess, but on the Google phones, you can just say, okay, Google, which is a funny joke to do in a public place, is to yell, okay, Google, super loud, and then be like, okay, Google, show me pictures of naked ladies. And then everybody's got that on their search history.
Yeah, but you're saying that out loud in a public area. It's going to be... Right. Do it over like it. Yeah, maybe that's what they should have done at the Target store.
Wendy's.
Instead of doing the porn over the loudspeaker, they should have just said, okay, Google, can I get some porn? Or, you know, that would have been better. I think a better joke.
Yeah, well,
the children either.
Right. Anybody that's listening to this now with their headphones off is now also cursing you, Danny.
Hey, Dyson did it first.
I guess so. They're both
so
of you guys.
Were already working on Tyson's issue that mine didn't even register.
Well, yeah, maybe they're thanking me.
Yeah, oh, wow. Thank you, Tyson. I had no idea. You really spiced up my day. I wonder, do the police often have to get into these situations where they end up like, oh, it's another like a 9280 going over and
sex romp,
uncuffing his
sexual mishap, 9280.
Why are you thinking about going on more ride-alongs now, Rob?
Like, well, I'll go to the police academy if that's the case. I feel like that should be a show, some sort of like CSI. I guess that's sort of like SVU, right?
Yeah.
All right. Then another, I guess, love adjacent story. So there was another website that was trying to raise some money for World Whale Day, which I guess is a pretty noble cause. Tyson, as a wildlife enthusiast, you have to be behind this, right?
Well, I don't know where all their money's going, but yes, I enjoy looking at and seeing whales. They have whales diving and jumping off the coast of Hawaii here.
Okay.
Oh, beautiful.
So, yeah, it's gorgeous.
Well, the website Pornhub.com decided to run a promotion where they were going to donate 1 cent to a prominent whale conversion group for every 2,000 videos viewed between February 8th and February 29th. So you can go ahead and help out that cause.
Okay, Google, open Pornhub and watch a video.
But what is the connection between Pornhub and whale conservation? Like, I'm sort of like not getting the connective tissue.
Whale tails.
Whale tails.
Yeah.
Blowholes? Is that what it is also? I don't know.
Well, I guess. I just went to whale tails.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah. So I'm not really sure exactly. Well, maybe just the creators of Pornhub are really, nature enthusiasts.
Yeah. That's probably what it is.
Yeah.
Humpback. I mean, if you look at a lot of the names of the whales, sperm whale, humpback whale, broadhead whale. I think that's a whale.
Yeah.
Tyson has lots of great insight onto the sexual innuendo whale tie-in.
Right.
That's great.
Right. It's not as good as birds because birds' names are ridiculous.
Right.
But whales are pretty sexually named.
Should somebody to raise awareness of the World Whale Day, which was this month, should somebody take a tiny whale and throw it through a Wendy's drive-thru to sort of get that out in the news?
Do whales ever, are they ever small enough to actually heave through a window? They're probably born.
I think
the
baby
huge.
Blue well. I think a baby blue whale is only 2 tons or something.
I do think a baby
okay,
whale.
Google, how much does a baby blue whale weigh?
I have no idea. But if they could get maybe a baby whale drinking a vanilla Frosty, I think that that would really be a video. If they could get that same sort of conversion of.
They sell vanilla Frosties?
Yeah. Yeah. 1 penny for every 2,000 video views. Again, now what is the. So if every 2,000 video views on Pornhub equals 1 penny donated, how many prayers would I need to have done to equal the amount of money that's being raised for Pornhub? So if I'm watching 2,000 videos, I'm making 1 penny. How many prayers do I have to say to equal that 1 penny?
Who are you praying for? The whales?
Absolution for being on Pornhub.
Watching Pornhub.
Yeah.
So I'll run those calculations and send them to you in an email.
Okay. Thank you very much. I do appreciate
some numbers.
Yeah.
First, I have some whale facts for us.
Whale facts. Go ahead.
Lovely.
Yeah. A baby blue whale emerges weighing up to 3 tons.
Wow.
And stretching to 25 feet. It gorges on nothing but mother's milk and gains about 200 pounds every day for its first year. Imagine gaining 200 pounds a day.
Yeah. Wow, that's huge.
Yeah. I could do that for one day, and then on the second day, I'd be the world's fattest man.
Yeah, I could see it. I could see it. Well, keep drinking those vanilla Frosties, Tyson.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd never stopped.
And one other story that ties in this Pornhub news to the political campaign. This past week, Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz had to stop airing a campaign ad after he found out that one of the people in the ad is a former softcore porno actress.
Oh, surprise, I feel like surprise, if you're gonna an get, actress is...
Yeah, I feel like if you're going to get someone who was on the Game of Thrones, that's only a bonus for you.
I mean, come on. What? You're surprised? Why even remove it? Just assume yeah. that...
What do you mean somebody that was on Game of Thrones?
Well, isn't that a softcore porn?
No. Was she
on the Game of Thrones?
No. You're saying because there's so much nudity on Game of Thrones.
Yeah, there's so much nudity on all these shows now that softcore porn, I thought that pretty much qualified those guys.
Yeah.
What is softcore porn, Rob?
Softcore porn, I believe, is a video which has nudity but does not show any full-on sex acts. I believe that is the definition of softcore versus a harder version of a pornographic material. I think that's sort of like X versus triple X from what I understand.
Sounds like you're very knowledgeable.
It's one of the areas I happen to be knowledgeable about. Yeah. So which is a sleazier thing to be involved in, porno industry or politics, but we'll leave it at that. But yeah, I wonder if maybe that Ted Cruz lost some support from people who are very pro pornographic films that were like, hey, why is she being discriminated against?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure he'd lost maybe one or two.
Yeah, so I'm not sure. So again, but you got to watch out for that. I feel like that's an interesting career trajectory, though, to go from porn to political ad being an actress. I feel like that you'd hit the political ads before you got to porn.
Well, I think that if a lot of these, I would imagine a lot of these actresses are advertising themselves on Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
So you just kind of take what's
whatever's out there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe she was also trying to get out the game. She was trying to go legit and figured, okay, I could be in this political ad.
I'm not surprised at all. I mean, the people who are surprised, they really need to maybe read the news. Maybe listen to this podcast a little bit more often.
Right. Right. All right. Any other stories you guys want to make sure we hit this week?
I wanted to point something out, and I didn't give you guys the link, but guess where our LTE 4G coverage, guess where our speed ranks in the world? Like
in America?
In the US?
In America, the US, between the fastest and the slowest out of, you know, so many countries. Guess where we are?
Hmm.
I bet we're in the bottom 25%.
We're 55th.
55th. That's not great.
55th. Out of like 200 countries.
I mean, you should see these. It's a story that really just upset me because I swear my phone is so incredibly slow. South Korea is the fastest. Then Japan, Hong Kong, Kuwait, Singapore, Uruguay has faster 4G at the sixth spot. Kazakhstan at number seven. Bahrain. I mean, we're all the way down here at 55th.
Yeah. Is it because the United States is so big that there's like probably some places where we have great internet connections, but then it's sort of like averaging out with all the places where we have lousy, where like sort of like if you were like sort of like a smaller like European country, it's easier to have sort of like fast internet throughout the whole thing?
Yeah, that's a good question. But Canada is up there. China is way above us. Brazil is above us.
Mm.
I mean, so size doesn't play as important a part as you would think.
Okay, so size is not as important as we may have heard.
Oh, so it's more about the motion of the ocean.
Yeah, and the whales. Yeah,
Australia's top 15.
Top 15. How about that, Adam?
Ooh,
yeah.
Nice.
So I just wanted to gripe because it seems pathetic that we call ourselves the most technologically advanced and we have all this stuff coming out that we pump out to the world. But then we have the slowest phone data speeds.
Right.
You know, we're 55th.
Wow.
That's all. That's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to complain.
You sound like Kanye right now.
Who's below
maybe
the
I'll
U.S.?
Tweet to Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Let's see. Right after the U.S.
Okay.
It's a long list, guys. Talk amongst yourself while I do this.
Danny is worked up about this.
I am worked up about this.
Yeah. As a patriot, he's obsessed.
Last place.
Make America great again.
Well, the last one they have is Sri Lanka on the list. And after that, it's like, why even calculate the speed?
Yeah, it takes too long.
What country has the best internet? What's number one?
South Korea.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So anyway.
All right.
Oh, here we go. Right after us is Indonesia, Georgia, Qatar, South Africa, Philippines, Ecuador, Thailand. I mean, that's who we're grouped with. Above us is India.
Yeah, we're really bringing up the rear.
Yeah, Mexico. Oh, sorry. I was looking at two different things, but we're 55th. The number one is New Zealand, Tyson.
Oh.
And then Singapore, Romania, South Korea, Denmark, Hungary, Austria, the United Arab Emirates. And Australia is actually, looks like about 10th place. So you were a little off.
Sorry, okay.
I was looking at the wrong list.
I was.
All right. Well, let's check in with somebody who allegedly has faster internet with us. Adam is calling in for the news from Australia this week. It doesn't often seem like he has faster internet than us. Here we go. Adam.
I have faster phone internet, not faster actual internet, it seems like.
But, actual internet? Okay.
Yeah.
Actual internet.
So, Adam, what's going on this week?
Well, I've got to choose your own adventure. I've got two stories. So I'm just going to give you the title of each, and then you guys
will vote
which one you want me to talk about. Okay?
Okay.
So we've got a goat arrested for trespassing. And we've got the NBA All-Star Game 24 Superstars getting their own emojis. So which one do you guys want to talk about?
I think it's a no-brainer. I want to hear about the goat.
Yeah.
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 Okay, we'll go with
door number one.
Yeah, for the sake of unity, we'll go with the goats.
All right. So Indian police have given new meaning to the term scapegoat after a goat in the central Indian state of Chhattisgarh has been granted bail. This comes after the goat was arrested for trespassing and raiding District Magistrate Herman Ruttry's garden. The goat named Balbi, along with its owner, Abdul Hassan, were charged with trespassing on Monday after the magistrate's gardener complained to local authorities. The goat was first arrested and taken to the police station before Hassan was also brought into custody. The police have reported that the goat was a repeat offender.
Uh-oh.
As the goat jumped over the property's iron gate and a number of times to eat flowers and vegetables in the garden.
This is a game changer, I think. Tyson, should animals be charged with crimes now?
I mean, I don't know how else they're going to learn their lesson.
Yeah, was the alligator an accessory to that whole Wendy's thing?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, how come he got off scot-free? They let him go.
Just put him in a canal.
Yeah, he was in on it.
It's a southern state, too. You'd think they'd be more likely to try new things and try locking up.
Yeah. I think Adam knocked his internet or knocked his microphone
lost
out.
Microphone.
But we got the.
Oh, you should use his.
Okay.
Oh, there he is. I was going to say.
Okay. There we go. Sorry, you can hear me now.
Tyson, do we have an issue with over-incarceration in our country? Do we need to be putting animals also into prisons?
Well, there might be fewer people, you know, getting sexually assaulted in prison if there were also animals, but the sexual assault on animals would be sky high.
Danny, do you believe in the death penalty for animals that are guilty of crimes?
Only if they're delicious, Rob.
Yeah. I mean, should we maybe, is this an answer to some of the food issues that we have in the country where we have sort of like, are we treating the animals humanely? Should we only be eating the animals that get, you know, accused of crimes?
I think that if we did that, we'd be facing protesters like just like we do with death row, you know, the killing of humans. I mean, you're probably going to encounter the exact same thing.
Yeah.
So I don't think we want to start that.
Tyson, could we get some sort of like a Making a Murderer type documentary, people like getting involved with the Innocence Project of the goat?
Making a trespasser?
Yeah.
Making a trespassing goat.
I don't know.
Yeah, he could have been. I mean, because honestly, it was probably more the owner's fault than the goat's fault.
I think so. Yeah. He just sort of got like roped into this.
Yeah. I mean, in the normal pet to owner relationship, or animal to owner relationship, the owner is responsible for the animal's actions.
Right. Right.
But Tyson, right? Is my dog responsible if he comes into my room and eats one of my video games? Is that my fault?
Yeah.
Yes, that's your fault. Yeah. But that means that you didn't probably train him properly. You didn't close your door.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't put him on any type of restraint from coming into your room.
But if I leave my car door unlocked and someone steals my car, that person still is committing a crime. So
But if a dog steals your car,
right,
then that is the dog
that's
owner's
a miracle.
Right.
Responsibility.
Yeah. So I think that that's a good point. I think that the person who would be responsible, if anything, the person that stole your car's parents should be responsible as well. In this analogy, because they raised that person who stole your car.
Think the parents of all criminals,
right? They should go to jail. Also
be incarcerated.
Yes,
it's always the parents' fault. It's always the parents.
Yes, nurture, not nature. Yeah.
Well, my parents are going to be really disappointed to hear that this is the new law.
Very sad to hear. All right, Adam, thank you so much, buddy. Okay. All right, take care.
No worries. Have a good one, guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right, there you go. There's Adam. All right, Tyson, do you have any News AF five-star reviews of the week?
Yep. Give me like 3 minutes to open this.
Three minutes?
It's already here.
Three minutes? Wow.
Not 3 minutes, guys.
And what is this, like the list of the top internet countries in the world?
Yes. Let's see. Most recent.
All right. And, of course, we could also work on the hashtag for this episode. Danny, you got anything for the hashtag for this episode?
That's really your area. You're so quick to come up with those.
There were so many good hashtags this time.
Yeah, I feel like that many of them involve whales.
Yeah, but they're all probably heavily used.
Inappropriate.
All these whale ones. Yes.
I think so. Okay.
I mean, we could spell the whale ones differently, like put a Z where an S goes or something cool.
Yeah, I think so. But probably the kids are already doing that in slang.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to say prayers for money or gator tossing or I'm not very good, Rob. I mean,
vanilla frosty. Get the word out. People don't know about it.
It's better. It's kept that way. We don't want.
I'll go with whatever. I feel like there were so many when we were talking and now I can't even think of one single one.
Okay. Well, of course, you could tweet us every week at I'm at Rob Sestrino. Tyson is at Tyson Apostle. And Danny, believe it or not, is on Twitter. I did see him favorite a tweet recently.
Yeah, I saw him favorite a tweet too.
Yeah, he is at.
I had to actually look at it twice.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Didn't look real.
And we also would like to thank Lita again. And yes. What is her Twitter handle if anybody has a dope story for us this week that they can tweet at her?
I believe that Lita's Twitter is, she's called... Netflix and Brill is her name, and her Twitter handle is newsaf_intern.
Cool.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
What do you got?
Ready for the five-star review of the week?
Ready.
Yes.
RHAP fans or not, this news is for you, ! 5 stars, by Bach_art. Bach art?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actual cool. And factual. This news really makes my week. A millionaire, a podcasting mogul, and some other guy named Danny who doesn't like chocolate, coffee, or potatoes.
He only likes chocolate frosty, apparently.
Yeah. It sounds like he will eat chocolate in a, if he's in a pinch.
In a pinch, yeah.
If it's frozen.
Yeah. These guys give me plenty to talk about around the office and keep me up to date on what news is actual and factual. Keep up the great work, guys. And Danny.
All right.
I think
there
that
you go.
The podcasting world is deciding where my place is. I'm the other guy.
Cool. All right. Well, very fun show, of course, again this week. We'll be back again live next Monday when we are talking at 12 Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Happy President's Day, by the way.
Yeah.
HPD.
Yeah, HPD. So there you go. All right. So great show. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre, who edits this all together. And, of course, looking forward to talking about everything that's news AF for the next 7 days. 1 week from today. Take care, everybody. Have a good one.